How do you do? It's never easy, let alone fun, to be an oddball, the one who doesn't fit in, a suit in a room full of sneakers. But that describes the woman in this story. At least, that's how her family described her. She was mocked and ridiculed much of her life for reasons most of us applaud. She had ambition and talent. Hers was a lonely and painful existence until her heart and mind and life were unshackled.
Is that all you picked today?
Uh-huh.
You lazy, good-for-nothing child.
She only be five, Jenny.
I don't care. Look at that bag. I picked more cotton that in an hour, and she be at it all day. She's daydreaming, that's what, and I won't stand for it.
You gotta pull your own weight, lady. We all do.
Hand me that stick. I'll wake her up from her daydreams.
Ow! Mama! Please don't, Mama!
This is Unshackled, the longest-running radio drama in broadcasting history. True stories for everyone, dramatized and produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission. We're still here in the heart of Chicago, lighting the darkness through wars and depressions, floods and politics. We're still here. Since 1877, the old lighthouse has kept the doors open as a refuge for people living on the streets, adding rooms and beds and meals, medical and dental help. The mission has been a rock in a world of crumbling values, giving the homeless the bread of life and living water. And we're still here because caring friends and listeners have kept the porch light burning with prayers and financial gifts. But mostly, we're still here because the God we serve wants more than anyone to seek and to save the lost. Now for broadcast around the earth, here's program number 2572 in the series Unshackled, the program that makes you face yourself and think. The woman in our story grew up picking and chopping cotton with her family, something at which she never excelled. As she labored in the hot sun, she filled a secret bag full of dreams and aspirations, some of which were frustrated and led her down a bitter path. This is the story of how she found peace and joy. It's the true story of Letty Jennings right now on Unshackled.
I was born in my great-grandmother's home in Tillatoba, Mississippi, but we soon moved to southeastern Missouri. My father left when I was about five, but he came back to bury my little brother, who died at 4 months. Little Bro was the last of seven children. His death and Dad's departure were one of many unpleasant events in our home.
Letty, what you doing, child?
Making a doll out of these rags, Mama.
You eat your supper now. Your sister's all finished.
I don't like spaghetti, Mama. It looks like worms.
I don't care what it looks like. Clean your plate or I'll whip you.
It makes me gag, Mama.
You heard me eat. Now, you haven't even touched your chicken.
I can't, Mama. That was Polly.
What do you mean?
Polly was my chicken. Well, I named her when she was just a little bitty chick. I can't
you
eat her.
You can't stop naming them chickens. They ain't pets. They for to eat. Now, eat.
Please, Mama, I can't.
I am sick of your whining and belly aching all the time. Why can't you be like your sisters, huh? You just gotta be different.
I got constant severe beatings throughout my childhood for everything I did that was different from the others. When I was 10... we gained a stepfather who was pathologically cruel. He tortured our dogs and beat us unmercifully. Things got so bad, we started looking for Daddy, even sending out appeals through a cousin who worked at a radio station. Daddy heard and came back.
What's this I hear about some man abusing my kids?
We tried to fight him when he beat up Mama, but he had a gun, Daddy.
How come you put up with that, Geneva?
You don't know what he's like, J.C.
He burned Mama with a red-hot poker.
And he set fire to the dog.
He slapped me, Daddy, because I tried to stop him. He's the meanest man that ever lived.
He ain't no man. He's a coward. Where is he?
In the field. Now, you be careful, J.C.
I'm going to break him in pieces.
Daddy beat Albert, our stepfather, until he had to be hospitalized. Then he moved us to a different place and lived with us for protection. But after a few months, Daddy began seeing another woman and Mother made him leave. I had my first lessons in not trusting men. As I became a teenager, feelings of anxiety and panic often swept over me.
Letty, what do you mean running in here like that? You like to scare me to death.
Mama, my head's coming loose from my body.
What you talking about, girl?
It is. I can feel it. Mama, do something.
That's just your evil spirit trying to get out. Now you go on. Leave me alone.
Mama, I'm scared.
You just need to go outside and play, that's all. You spend too much time in the house.
I never told anyone about my attacks after that, but I slept with a Bible under my pillow and I memorized my prayers. I was a loner who liked to read, write, and draw, anything creative. I was a good student at school, especially English and math, but my family was not impressed. I was never praised or encouraged, only ridiculed. We lived in small rural areas, so I never had a friend. The first kindness I ever experienced was from a boy named John Arthur. I was 15 and working in a cotton field when he began to help me.
Here, let me help you fill your sack.
Why?
Well, I hear you get whooped every night you don't make your quota. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm kind of slow.
Well, I already made my quota so I can help you, Letty.
Nobody ever helped me before, John Arthur. Thank you.
How old are you?
15.
You still in school?
Yeah.
I bet you smart.
Well, I won a reward for creative writing, and one for shorthand, too.
No fooling.
I like to write. Songs, poetry, anything. Folks say I'd be high-minded.
No, you just special.
Not me. If I can do it, anybody can.
That ain't so.
You still in school?
No, I joined the Army.
You leaving?
Yeah. I don't want to pick cotton the rest of my life.
Me neither.
We became friends, meeting secretly. He taught me how to kiss, but then he went off to the military for 2 years. And when he came back, he was handsome in his uniform. But somehow he began dating my sister.
What you mean he's your boyfriend?
He is. We dated secretly before he went into the Army.
Oh, you kidding. You was only 15
it's
then.
It's true.
How come you never said nothing about him before?
Well, he told me to keep it secret until I was 16.
You lying girl.
I'm not. He even kissed me.
And I, ball like you, always got your nose stuck in a book. What he wanted you for, huh? Tell me that. I'm warning you, you stay away from him.
Soon after that, he was killed in a car accident, and I passed out at his funeral from grief. My second boyfriend was Gus. We dated for 2 years when I was a junior and senior in high school. He broke my heart, too.
Letty, is it true what I hear about Gus?
I don't know. What'd you hear?
You mean you don't know? Everybody around here talking about how he went and got a girl pregnant.
So?
Oh, you know? What you gonna do about it, huh?
Nothing. I forgave him.
I'd bust his head if he was my man.
She don't mean nothing to him. He was just using her.
You be the next one pregnant.
No way. I'm still pure.
What for? You ain't never gonna catch a man that way.
Gus loves me even so.
You gonna be an old maid, Letty. Yes, ma'am. An old maid.
Just before I graduated, Gus went to Florida with some field hands, and we never connected again. I felt deep anger as another man in my life let me down. As soon as I graduated, I left for Illinois to live with my father.
Well, look at you, all grown up.
People always said I was the spitting image of you, Daddy. Everywhere I went, people say, you must be J.C.'s daughter.
And you finished school, too. The only one so far. All your sisters driving out to have babies.
You promised us whoever finished school first would get a brand new watch and you would help us go to college. Well, that's me, Daddy.
You go to church?
Well, we didn't always live near a church, but I went from time to time.
We go to church every week, Let.
Well, okay, Daddy. I always wanted to know more about God.
Now, Tell me about your plans.
I want to go to business college so I can work in an office and make good money.
Nothing wrong with that.
Folks think I'm being high-minded.
Your stepmama, she said the same thing.
But my guidance counselor says I should go to college, Daddy. I did real well in every class. I won awards and everything.
That's good. That's good. Things are changing, that's for sure. Maybe you can work in an office.
Then you'll help me?
There's a business college right close to here. I'll pay the tuition. You buy the books.
Oh, Daddy, thank you.
Hey, Lett, everything go all right?
Yeah, I guess. I'm the only black person in the school, Daddy.
Yeah.
This is the first year of integration.
High-minded, that's what it is. White folks ain't ever going to hire you.
Don't be too sure about that. Times is changing.
I've never been around white people much. Talk about being an oddball. Well,
things are different up north, huh? You'll be all right.
Look at all the books I have to study.
Woo! Your stepmama, she expects you to help around here, Lett.
That's for sure.
Well, I will, but I have to study every night.
And you can get a job, too.
I will. The schools say they can help me get a part-time job. I'm taking classes in the morning so I can work in the afternoon.
Mm, set the table, Miss It.
It was tough living there where I was resented, but I stuck it out. Everywhere I went, I was an oddball who didn't fit in. It was the 60s, and racial tensions were high because of the civil rights movement. My first job was in an office where no black person had ever worked before. For a time, I had to put up with insults and rejection because of my race. And then, something snapped inside me. No one is ever gonna hurt me again. No one is ever gonna see me cry. Never. I'll show them.
Letty's decision would bring her more pain than she knew, and we'll hear about that in just a moment. Nearly 1,200 radio stations and outlets around the world carry Unshackled in four languages. And you can have a directory of these stations free. Simply write and ask for our radio station guide. And with this guide in hand, you can tune into this program wherever you may travel. Or you can let friends and relatives in far places know how they can hear these inspiring true stories. Each guide is alphabetized for quick reference. Tells the city, state, time of day, day of the week, when Unshackled can be heard, at what frequency, as well as the station call letters and whether it's AM or FM. Everything you need to know at a glance, and yet small enough to fit in your pocket. You can also order the guide online at www.unshackled.org. Remember, there is no charge for this guide. Write to Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org. Please include your address.
I put up a shield, an attitude to protect me. I used whatever means I could, including things that had been used on me over the years. Intimidation, vile and vulgar language, even threats. I liked the feeling of power when others backed off and gave me space. My older sister and her husband lived in the area, and I let her see the new me.
Well, look at you, dressed up like a fashion model.
I have to dress well for my job. What happened to your eye?
Oh, Richie got drunk again.
No man is ever going to beat me.
You probably don't even have a man in your life.
Oh, yes, I do. But I show them the door at the first sign of abuse. I'm not taking anything from anybody anymore.
You talk big, girl.
I learned it from the people in my office. I won't tolerate anyone who disrespects me.
You better watch yourself.
Why? Nobody's going to push me around again. My supervisor tried and I threatened her with bodily harm. Told her I'd attack when she least expected it.
You crazy girl!
I'm not taking anything from anybody anymore. Popularity, looks, and things became my obsession. I adopted the lifestyle and habits of those I wanted to impress. Nice apartment, classy clothes, the best hairdresser. I spent more and more money for bigger and better things in my effort to be loved and accepted. But I didn't trust anybody, especially men.
Letty, I've been looking for you, doll.
Well, here I am, ready for anything but lie.
I wouldn't lie to you, girl.
Men always lie to get what they want.
Mm-hmm. If I tell you how stunning you look in that dress, will you believe me?
Of course. But don't talk about love when you really mean love.
Get it like it is, girl.
You still selling cars, TJ?
Sure am. Doing fine.
You might sell me one.
Are you in the market for a car?
Yeah. Never had a new one before. I think I deserve it.
Absolutely. Come see me tomorrow, sugar, and you can test drive a few. Or do you go to church on Sunday?
God gave up on me a long time ago.
Let me get you another drink, baby.
Desperate to find my place in society, I became more lost than ever. I wanted to love, but my relationships with men were always disappointing. Outwardly, I was popular and outgoing, the life of the party, but inside was a different story. I was lonely, depressed, bitter, hurting, and angry. Trying to suppress those feelings brought me close to a nervous breakdown. I began having panic attacks at the mental health clinic where I worked.
Letty, what's wrong?
My head feels like it's coming loose from my body. Help me.
Come in here and sit down. Just relax now. You're having an anxiety attack. Has this happened before?
Yes. When I was a girl and a few months ago when I was at a funeral.
This is usually triggered by suppressed feelings. Would you like to talk about whatever's bothering you?
You don't have enough time for all the things that are bothering me.
Well, it's obvious that you have suppressed anger. I've noticed it for some time.
I'm under a lot of stress, that's all. Well, sometimes I feel like I'm about to fly apart.
Tranquilizers might help temporarily, Letty, but I recommend counseling to get at the root of your anger.
I began taking tranquilizers, and I drank more. Alcohol helped me to be the life of the party. Alcohol eased the pain when I was alone, crying my heart out. My relationships with men were always a disappointment. Feeling lost and empty, I gave up on life and made my first suicide attempt by taking a bottle of pills. They came back up.
Hello?
Sis, you got a minute to talk? I'm feeling really down.
You break up with your boyfriend?
Yeah. He started doing drugs. What's wrong with people?
The world is going to hell, girl. Don't you know that? You should come to church with us Sunday. Richie's giving his testimony.
Well, maybe I will.
He's a different man since he got saved and delivered from alcohol.
Listen, there's something I want to ask you.
Some other time, Letty. I got to get some sleep before I go to work tonight.
I went to church with them, but didn't go back. Ending my life still seemed the only option for pain, especially during holidays when I was always alone. The few times I went to my family with gifts, I came away feeling rejected. My second suicide attempt, I drank a whole bottle of vodka. My third and fourth attempts also failed, adding to my despair. In anger, I cried out to God. I tried to get to know you, but you haven't done one thing to get to know or help me. Why was I ever born? Why don't you want me? Finally, I went back to my sister's church again and was amazed at the members who welcomed me back. This time, the message began to penetrate my heart.
Brothers and sisters, listen to what God says in the Bible about mankind. Romans chapter 3, verses 11-12. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. That's why Jesus stepped into history. God became a man and dwelt among us so he could take your sins upon him and you could be free. You know what it's like to owe a debt so big you can never pay. That's what sin does. Guilt and shame stick like tar. They leave a stain on your soul you can't erase, no matter what you do. But the blood of Jesus can wash you whiter than snow. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Now, that's love, brothers and sisters. One of the greatest verses on love found in the Bible is John chapter 3, verses 16, 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
All this was foreign to me in the beginning, but in desperation, I began to read the Bible and listen to Christian radio, including Unshackled, for years. His word began to make sense, and I believed the gospel message. God calls that faith. One day, I knelt down and cried out to him in repentance and shame.
Jesus, Jesus, dear Lord, forgive me for my wrong thinking, wrong talking, wrong action and reaction. I've been so full of bitterness and anger, and I need you to take that from me. Dear Lord, take control of my life and help me to live according to your plan for my life. I want to be saved so I can have peace with God.
I found peace, joy, hope, and forgiveness, a way to resolve my hurts and anger. I became active in the church and grew in the faith as I studied God's word. I started a Sunday school class for the children of parents in the adult Sunday school class.
How's that new class going, Letty?
Pastor, it's the best thing I ever did. I learned so much as I studied those books you gave me.
Praise the Lord.
Every week I get down on my knees and ask the Lord to help me understand how to teach the children, and he does.
The parents appreciate what you're doing, Letty.
I think I gain more than anyone teaching Sunday school. When I discovered something in the Bible that I was supposed to do or not do, I obeyed. And the more I learned of God's love for me, the more I loved him.
I heard you spend all your time in church now. You gone too far with this lady.
Mama, I love the Lord, that's all. And I study the Bible because it teaches you what God expects from us and about life.
You always did have your nose in a book.
Mama, I'm here because I want to talk about some painful things.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about all the beatings I got when I was growing up. The things I couldn't help or didn't deserve, like being a fussy eater.
Let, we were poor. I had nothing to feed you kids except what I put on the table. I whipped you for not eating because you had to learn to be grateful for what we had.
What about the cotton fields? You whipped me every time I didn't make the quota, and I did the best I could. It wasn't right to beat me.
You always was a daydreamer, child. I didn't want you to grow up being lazy. Besides, you had to do your fair share of bringing in the money for the family.
Never mind the damage you were doing to me.
I made some mistakes. I give you that.
Albert put us through the grind. He made us watch while he tortured our dog. He made us fight each other and then bet on the winners.
I was working all the time, Lett. I didn't always know what was going on. I know Albert was a sick man. I was never good at picking men. I feel bad that your kids had to suffer because of it. Your daddy, well, he was gone.
How'd you talk to him? He said you drove him away.
He was unfaithful, always after other women.
He also blamed his upbringing. Said his parents abandoned him when he was a boy, and the people that raised him abused him.
Same thing happened to me. My grandmother raised me after my mother took off. She was always angry and whipping me. So I didn't know how to raise you kids right.
The sins of the fathers really are visited on the children.
It ain't easy being a parent. But how would you know?
It's not easy being a child either, Mama. Do you know how it feels to always be called an oddball? Being ridiculed all your life?
I'm sorry, Lett. I did the best I could.
Yeah, I guess you did, Mama. I just wanted to tell you what was on my heart so I could let go of the anger and bitterness that's been eating at me for years. Because of Jesus, I can forgive now.
I don't see what needs forgiving. I did the best I could.
Mama, the Bible says, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. That means we are cleansed of the wrongs we do to others and the wrong that others do to us. Jesus helps us forgive the people that hurt us. I still have hurt feelings, but they no longer overwhelm me because God's love and power enable me to let go. My eyes are fixed upon Jesus, and He leads me to victory. If you are trapped by your sin, turn to Him now, right where you are. I'm going to pray a simple prayer so that you can receive Christ personally. You can pray out loud or silently. God will hear what's in your heart. Lord, I humbly confess to you my sins in thought, word, and action. Thank you for giving your life that I could be forgiven. I turn now from my own way and by faith invite you to come into my life. I accept you as my Savior and Lord and wish to trust and follow you. Thank you for giving me peace and eternal life. Amen.
Prayed with Letty, then you are now a child of God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew Him not." And we agree with Letty, who writes these encouraging words to those of you who prayed with her. This is the first day of the best days of your life. And we also agree with her advice to study the Bible daily. You may not have understood it before, but it will come alive to you now. Also, find a good Bible-teaching church, and please write and tell us about your decision, and we'll send you some literature to help you in your walk of faith. The address is simply Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. The telephone number in Chicago, area 312-922-1462. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org. This is program number 2572. Heard in the true story of Letty Jennings were Vicki Myers, Alma Washington, Paul Mabon, Jim Jackson, Paula Anglin, and Michael Myers. Original music, Ralph Colburn, sound, Nick Aloisio, engineer, Ed Webb, script, Kenitha Gabler, and I'm Bob O'Donnell. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it can be filled to overflowing. Your letter means so much to us, so please write soon. The address, Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. When you need encouragement, call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago and talk with someone who cares. 312-922-1462. John Pickett.